I'm Dr. Harini Bhatt, host of Hidden History. Every Monday, I go where history gets uncomfortable. Vanished civilizations, doomsday prophecies, and events that science still can't fully explain. Listen to and follow Hidden History, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
The Rise Guys Morning Show. The Rise
Guys. That's why I think the radio's busted.
Nah. I love this. It was one of my favorite early mashups. And the sad part about that, I don't know who made it. No one does.
God. See, that's the... You want to reach out to the creator. I saw somebody has taken every scene from Star Wars with Darth Vader and put Stone Cold's voice to it. Like Stone Cold's in the Darth Vader outfit. And it's perfect.
First off, who has the time? Secondly...
Nerds? Unemployed nerds?
Maybe there's you're like the Jonas Salk of memes and stuff, where you're like, you know what? I can make this for the world and just give it away and
enjoy.
Make people
smile.
That's
what you're doing.
That's what you're doing, and that's not a bad thing. But almost like the person that, what's the example I always use? The person who recorded a famous presidential speech or something. Like somebody went in with a microphone. You don't know who that was, but we know those Forrest Gar and 7 years ago.
But you see all the copycats, like when JoJo Siwa put out the cover of that garbage-ass Betty Davis Eyes song. A million people already parodied her doing the song. Good like, Lord. Why? For a couple likes? You can't monetize it?
Yeah, because then... And they don't fight them much anymore because they will end up getting profit shares off of it also.
Yeah.
Because there's one of the, it's Tongue Punch My Fart Box. The song that,
the classic.
That I wrote, but yet we used the instrumental of, I can't even think of the original song now, Don't Rock the Jukebox.
Yep. Oh. Want to hear some Jones?
And it was getting a bunch of views on YouTube or one of them, and then it got copyright. Alan Jackson's people didn't like the fact that I wrote Tongue Punch My Fart Box to Don't Kick the Jukebox.
How about letting us know if Alan jukebox. Himself liked it? Let that, you know,
I don't think Alan's on social media, I'll be honest with you. No. I don't think he is. I don't think he's ever been.
What if he's singing Tongue Punch to his instead of his original song? Just walking around the house singing it.
What if he does hear it? Like he walks into his attorney's office and it's on in the background. He's like, wait a minute.
Hang on.
What was that? It's just... Radio guy, he did it. It's called Tongue Punch My Fart Box. God. Well,
like
get his number. I want him to go on tour with me.
Okay.
And open up.
Then Alan re-records it.
And then I'll do a six-man with Jelly Roll and Randy Orton at SummerSlam. Everyone can wrestle. All right, these people are very patient. Let's get to them. It's not all about smoking weed and wrestling. You shouldn't do either one of those while you're driving.
Definitely don't do them together.
1-800-774-0093. The All Advice Show. Whatever you, again, trivial stuff. I mean, we're not going to tell you where to go eat while in Spartanburg. Or,
hey, I got my big anniversary coming up. We don't ever get to Greenville much. Where should we go eat?
I'll
tell you, if you ask me a question like that, I'm going to give you a real crass answer.
Yeah. You know you're going to end up going in the melting pot at least.
No, I'm going to grab your head and push it between my butt cheeks.
Oh, Lord.
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay, if you must.
Some people need directions.
Guess which one?
Tongue punch. You want to go to Derek? Well, you got Derek already highlighted. We'll go to Derek first. Derek, you're on the All Advice Show. What's going on, sir?
Hey, how's it going, guys?
It is good. How about you?
Hanging in there. I mean, I've been better, honestly.
That's when you know it's going to be a good All Advice call, when it starts
I've
like
been
that.
Better.
Because, you know, the more perplexed you are, the better it's going to be. Because he said, I've been feeling better.
Yeah, I mean, I want to thank you guys, first off, for taking my call. So, I mean, it's a little deep now. It's a little heavy, but
it must
I
be
gotta
because
get another
you've been on hold the least amount of time. So that's probably got to piss off others that are all on hold right now. But this must be Fat Boy thinks this is crazy. I'll say this: it says something about you had a problem with one of your good friends. Go ahead and fill in the blanks there, I guess.
Yeah. Well, I mean, I just need another perspective on this here because one of my buddies called me about. I've been dealing with this for like a month now. He's good. I'm just going to say Billy. His name is Billy. We'll just call him Billy for this year.
All right.
But so he reached out of the blue, and he's really sick. I mean, he's dying out. He has liver failure. And, like, he needs a transplant, right?
Oh,
and
boy.
He said the doctor told him that, you know, to wait for a dead donor or someone deceased, that could take forever because it's not like you can plan it. Hey, I need your liver to be this type, and I need you to die next week.
Oh, gosh.
God, you know? So, I mean,
that's a lot to
I don't
take
know.
In. Yeah. I mean, that's it.
Yeah,
that's
I mean.
So what?
So
I'm ignorant to this in a lot of things, but particularly this. Mm-hmm. Like, how could a living person donate or go? You know what I'm saying?
Well, that's just it. That's just it. Then he hits me with that right there. Oh, there's this new procedure where like a living donor can donate, and then they'll take your liver and put it inside both of us, and it'll start regenerating itself. So
For
he's
real?
Like basically asking me. He's like. Yeah, he's like, well, heck, I don't know. I didn't do any research. I'm in La La Land.
Dude, I don't doubt it. They quit. They were cloning sheep back in the 80s or 90s, and then all of a sudden that just stopped. So I can imagine what's really out there these days. That's awesome,
right.
Though. I mean, if they can regenerate.
No, it ain't. No, it ain't awesome.
Right.
No.
Go ahead.
No. That's the problem right there. That's the problem. Because, okay. He says just to see if I can donate. What does that mean?
That's a big ask too. Yeah. Ask. There was a K on the end. Big ask because I do know this from my grandmother donated a kidney to a sister, and through that she had to end up getting on dialysis. The first sometime.
Right.
Even though it helped save her sister's life, it kind of ruined my grandma's for like half a year. So, but that's good.
And they were family too.
Yeah. Yeah. So it's a big, big thing to ask.
And that's just it. See what you're saying? Now, it's a difference. We're not even family. I mean, I understand he's doing whatever he has, a wife, kids. He's doing whatever he's trying to stay alive. But that, I feel bad, you know. I hadn't been messaging him back or anything because, I mean, that's major surgery. You know, it's not like I'm giving blood or anything like that. This is a liver. I got to be in the hospital. I got to have recovery time.
Oh, wow.
I honestly don't want no parts of it. I mean, I don't want to know if I'm a match or not.
I love the way you said that.
So you don't want to test to find out if you're a possible match because I guess you feel trapped? Or did have to help?
Yeah, exactly. No, okay, exactly. I've been avoiding responding to him. He's a good, I mean, we ripped it apart, okay? Of course, he's married, got kids, so we hadn't been as close as we used to hang out 3-4 days a week. But still, I mean, I don't want to know. Why put that burden on me? You're not family, even if he was family. Mm. I don't want that burden on me.
Yeah.
But wouldn't you have wouldn't you have to miss work if you did it?
I don't think they do it at work.
Well, they're going to come get
don't
it
even,
work.
Don't see, that's a There's about 30 different things going on here. That's another one. I don't know if my employer is going to pay for that. Am I going to get paid? There's recovery time. There's all this I got to go through. How's it going to affect my body? What if I decide to get married later and have kids? I don't want anything to do with it. I mean, am I a bad person because I don't want anything to do with it? I mean, I just I feel sorry for him. I'm going to pray. But good gracious,
but like,
don't put this burden on me.
I you know what, believe it or not, I see your point to that. Like, now let me ask this, and some people will say it doesn't matter. Was he a drinker? Is he still? I mean, was he?
Yeah.
Did that cause?
We tossed it up. Now, before he got married and kids, now, I don't know.
Yeah, okay.
You know,
not enough to damage.
Right.
Not enough to damage anything, right? Like, that's not the reason, I would imagine.
Yeah. It was the occasional, you know, young 20s, couple years, you know, I mean.
Yeah. Normal stuff.
Like normal, I guess.
Yeah. Man,
that's a lot to go through.
What do you, like, that is a lot. I mean, that is a lot. Because when you really break it down, like, you would, I have no clue, I'm guessing, you'd probably be out with testing and this and that. You know, you could miss maybe upwards of a month of work.
At least.
The very probably least. So what are you looking for with us? Like, are you wanting to know if we think you're a bad person or you know, you don't even want to get tested to find out? Like, what is your question, I guess?
Well, that's just it. Being that I've been going cuckoo in all these mental anguish for over a month now, I mean, I just want to know, am I a jerk from not wanting to go through with this? I mean, I don't know. Am I selfish? Or is this like something I can, you know, I can just say no to and I can feel either way? Or either way, I'll be honest with you. Whether I do it, don't do it, whether no matter what, yeah. I think I'm going to lose a friendship. I mean, I'll be honest.
If he dies,
I just feel that way.
I mean, you're in a tough position because even if you don't want to get tested for it, that's kind of like a hard line stance. But if you agree to get tested and you're somehow a match, it's going to be pretty much expected that, you know, you would donate a piece.
That's my whole point.
Yeah.
I had no idea liver could regenerate. I did not know that.
I had no clue that that was true. I'll be honest with you. I Googled it to see if this was legit, and apparently it freaking is, man. I mean, that's kind of incredible. I had no clue. We have to find it out from you. That is incredible. So let me ask you this, and if you don't want to answer it, fine, whatever. Have you said anything to your wife about this?
No, man, I ain't said a darn thing yet. I mean,
I got you.
You at least got to tell him something.
Yeah, I tell you this. If you never respond, and I don't know you, I mean, if we've met or whatever, I don't remember you. But like, if I say this in no mean way, but like, if you don't respond to him at all, I would think you're kind of a dick. I mean, honestly. Whatever spin you want to put on it, I would just be, you're not a bad person. You're being very, very completely blatantly honest. And for some reason in this world, that's shunned. But completely blatantly honest, you're like, I can't do this to my family, my employer, blah, blah, blah. But I would figure out a way to respond to him absolutely.
I mean, just out of courtesy, just let him know what's going on so he can make other plans.
I swear I'm not trying to make a joke.
Oh,
is this one of these situations you could probably do you could say to him, look, if you absolutely can't find anybody else, maybe I'll do it.
He didn't ask him to help him move. He's asking for a liver.
it's a liver.
Stay alive.
I've used that excuse for people asking me to help him move. I'm like, if you can't find nobody else, all right. But nine times out of ten, I changed my number.
And it's not family. That's what you said.
Yeah, man.
But like family, would be no.
I'm just gonna hardline it, like y'all said. I'm just gonna reach out today. I can't do it. I can't.
Like, and see now. Now, pick your words wisely.
I mean, if you feel the way you feel about me now,
huh?
Well, because I'm getting upset. I'm getting a little fired up, and I'm gonna tell you why.
Why?
Because if you feel the way you feel now, imagine if I get tested and I'm 100% match, and I don't do it. You know how many people's gonna be looking at me and probably hunting me down, wanting to kill me.
Well, how would they know unless they broke your HIPAA? You could just say, no, we didn't match.
Right? Plus, I hate doing this, but if we're doing some devil's advocate here, we're not talking about an entire organ, just a little piece of one.
Yeah, but again,
like a kidney be different. That's a whole kidney.
But I need
2 + 1.
What a nice thing, though.
So what you're saying, you're willing to get tested?
I don't even have one anymore, so I can't be.
See, that depends on the degree of the friendship, wherever you think that is. Is he friends enough to at least get tested?
Caller 13 right now gets a piece of Fat Boy's liver. 1-800-774-0093.
You don't want this one,
sir. Derek,
sponsored by Bojangles, by the way. My liver.
You're not a bad person because you came to your realization, and then you're asking others whether you're going to change your mind or not. If we thought you're a bad person. And to me, that shows you're not a bad person because you care.
No.
But you would care. Just imagine the guilt, maybe, that would live with you if you never responded to that guy and at least never told him the truth of why you never responded?
Yeah, but you should be transparent and tell people how you really feel. I mean, if he's a good friend of yours, you should just tell him.
I mean, this is obviously time sensitive too, right? So it's like you can't really play yes. around with it.
And Paige, transparent means something totally different these days. Read the news. Okay.
Okay.
Derek, good luck with that for real. Seriously.
Yes.
And
all right. Thank you, guys. I appreciate it.
Yes, sir. Thank you. He sounds pissed there. At the
you better give us an update.
I think he was trying to get us to literally say we would do it, like putting us on the spot. And I'm like,
we can't live your life for you.
You probably don't want mine. I mean, honestly, I mean, not that I'm a lush, but I've drank like hell.
Yeah.
And eaten like that too.
I don't know the friend. I don't know the friend, right? But that's a position to you really corner somebody when you ask them to get tested.
And also, it's now this is. I know we'll break and we'll come back and we'll get to all these calls. And I hope, I'll be honest with you, I hope that some of these people that are calling are wanting to talk about this and maybe not their own thing right now, because I'm bent in so many different directions on this, because it's like, what greater gift of your life can you, was that your chair as well?
Oh, yeah, this is actually, you'll definitely hear it on the pod.
You could say, you know what, I kept Tony around for years with a piece of my liver.
Yeah,
I
mean, you can't do it like that. You can't throw it in his face.
Well, no.
Every day.
It would feel like as my value. Like, what is my meaning in this world? What am I supposed to do? I'm supposed to donate part of my liver.
And there's a lot of selfless people that would have done that, no questions asked, to save a life.
There's probably a bunch of people trying to call in right now that will sell part of theirs.
It's
hard times, baby.
You do a trade deal with body parts?
All right, for real. If you got your own situation, it's fine. We will get to those, but I would love to hear your thoughts on this, even if it is a close friend or family or whatever, because this text right here, and let me scroll right back down and find it, says he says he hasn't talked to the guy in years, so it sounds like he's only wanting to be friends with him just for his liver. Sounds like a use.
Oh.
Yeah, but that also shows that he's maybe tried to ask a bunch of people and nobody's responded to him, so he's going through his high school yearbook.
Yeah, he's desperate. He's looking to stay alive.
Yeah, I feel like you wouldn't just ask somebody you hadn't talked to in a long time, right? Or had some kind of, you know, frailty with.
I mean, I wouldn't ask somebody that I knew that had a bad liver, that's for sure.
Well, how do you know?
Right. She went to happy hour with him before. Right. Hey, your liver.
The Rise
out.
Guys rule.
Every morning.
With Batman.
If you don't smile right now.
Fat boy.
I wonder how big she is now.
And Paige.
On making yourself happy.
The Rise Guys.
The Rise Guys Morning Show.
Thank you. Hey, y'all. Poodle and Maddie here from Reality Gaze. Grab your favorite thong, because for the first time, we're heading to the villa for the new season of Love Island USA.
I can't wait to watch Ariana babysit these shiny, oiled-up adults who I'm pretty sure aren't there for the right reasons.
From the home-wrecking bombshells to the absolute wreckage of movie night.
Pull up a daybed and join us every Wednesday for all the Love Island USA drama.
Find Reality Gaze wherever you get your podcasts.
You. Okay, so... tons of people are wanting to
Thank
talk about.
You.
You're welcome. Talking about the guy whose friend is dying and needs a liver transplant, but like a piece of the liver. But Fatboy says this anonymous needs to pop in with their own little situation here.
It's not life threatening.
No, but it involves like kids and moms and stuff.
Something people deal with, I'm sure. Every day.
Okay. Anonymous, good morning.
Hey, good morning.
Hey, you.
Pretty good. How are you?
I'm wonderful. Thanks for asking. So, okay. what's up with kids being disrespectful to mothers?
Yeah, okay. So, me and my girlfriend, we've been together for 2 years. She's got a 17-year-old son. He and I, we've always gotten along together. His dad and myself, we've got a pretty good relationship, but he's just so disrespectful to his mom as far as like anything that she does to support him. It's always just an F away from me, mom. Don't F and talk to me, mom.
How old is this kid?
He's 17.
I'm going to ask you, you're anonymous, I'll ask a very just clueless question here. Did mom step out on dad?
Not that I'm aware of, okay. No.
All right.
Okay. So you said you have a good relationship with his dad? Like, I guess the kid goes back and forth?
Yeah. Yeah, but, you know, here lately, you know, he has started, like, the disrespect towards me. You know, maybe a month and a half ago, you know, he tells me, now, he's a big kid, you know. He's, like, 6'3", like, 215
pounds. They're
growing
bigger now. I've noticed that. Children are bigger now. They really are.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And, you know, he gets in my face and, you know, tells me that he's going to go to my MFNA, you know, and I... So, you know, for me, I know that I'm walking on a very thin line there, you know, with mother and child. So, you know, I kind of ignored it.
Just wait a year and beat his ass.
Well, that's really what I want to do, you know.
My perspective on that is talk all the crap you want to about me, but don't disrespect your mama. So that, but that you're in that weird purgatory area where she's his mom and she's not doing anything.
Right.
So who am I to step in? So you're literally like, I don't know what's right to do here.
Well, I was a step parent.
It was a couple of weeks ago. You know, and I really took that mindset, what you just said, as far as, you know, like, I can take it, you know. I mean, it doesn't matter what you say to me, as long as you don't put your hands on me.
Right.
But, you know, I did say something to him. I was like, hey, I said, why do you despise your mom so much? Where is this hate, anger, and resentment coming from? And I just told him, I said, just do better, man. I mean, I want him to be a better person than I've ever been.
Yeah.
But... You know, and like I told him, I said, I'll never try to be your dad, but I will try to be a positive male influence in your life. And that's all I'm trying to do. So I told him that, and again, it told me, you know, I'm tired of hearing your MF and lip.
Right.
You know, any more lip service out of you, and I'm going to go to your MF and A again. And I'm like, dude, you know, that's not acceptable for you to talk to me like that.
No, your but, house, you know, your I mean, rules. And you need to put your foot down, and maybe you should sit down with everybody who's involved with this child and talk to him about that. Because that's not acceptable behavior to talk to an adult like that. I'm sorry. Doesn't matter what your age is.
Right.
I feel like it's got to come from you, because his dad, doesn't have a vested interest, because he's not with the mom anymore. He's not in the house. So it's kind of like out of sight, out of mind to him. But if he's already getting up into your face, man, you really got to knock him down a peg or two. Which, look... He could be big, but, you know, like, he doesn't have that man mindset yet. Like, the mind's not caught up with the body. But, like, you're the man. Like, you got to say, look, this is how it's going to be.
Yeah, because, I mean, you know, I mean, I feel like I'm kind of in a lose-lose situation. I mean, I'm not trying to lose my woman. And, you know, at the same time, I would like to have a very decent, respectful relationship, you know, with him.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, I do love the kid. I mean, you know, I mean, I don't have a son of my own, but, you know, I mean, I do love this kid. And, you know,
Sounds like you do.
I don't know what to do.
Would you give this kid part of your liver if he asked?
Well, that was a good question.
Oh, yeah, probably so. Yeah.
I feel like he's not going to respect you if you don't do anything.
Yeah. Right. Yeah. You know what? Sometimes, and I did it as a kid. I can't give you a good example right now, but sometimes it's not a cry for help or whatever, but it's this weird way we show emotion, especially as young, before you become an adult or whatever. And like, he's acting out because maybe he hasn't been, and I'm not discussing or not talking down about your lady or even his dad, but like, maybe he wasn't parented completely right at the beginning, and this is his way of acting out now.
Right.
I don't know that to be true, but...
I haven't asked a lot of questions, you know, as far as like why his mom and dad separated. I mean, you know, everyone has a past, and I you know, it's really none of my business why they separated.
Well, if she stepped out on dad, though, that could explain a lot. If you don't know that,
well, now,
honest to God.
Right, as far as I know, no, nothing like that.
How long have you been with his mom?
A little over 2 years.
Okay.
Oh, God.
Or look at something failing.
You take care of it. Restaurant? Was that like a bunch of plates, or are you at a Greek wedding? All right. It's happening. All right.
Hey,
best of luck to you, sir. That I mean, that's very, but you know what? You care. You care, and that shows a lot. So good luck to you.
Okay? Check back in with us, man. Let us know what happened.
Please do. And good luck on that cleanup. Thank you. You can tell he wanted to get off the phone. I imagine he had the phone to his ear walking through the kitchen carrying like a stack of 100 plates.
Oh, no.
And I was like, wow.
It's expensive.
When it dawned on him that maybe his girl cheated.
He could easily intimidate that kid.
Oh, yeah.
Now, he's a good size, but, you know, mentally, you got to show him what a man is.
He can take away some stuff, put him on restriction, or do some kind of, you know, because I would never in a million years talk to my mom or dad like that, because I would want to hear it. Or
I would have got slapped by and then the other one would have play snickered and then slapped me as well.
You got double slapped. You got Three Stooges.
Yeah.
And you got nuck-nucked.
I would have been thrown a Bible at, probably.
With my son, I always did a lot of stuff, and I would sit him down and say, "Now we don't speak like that in this house. You're going to behave, and you're going to be respectful of your father." And
did he go outside and get by the window and start screaming those words?
No,
but MF your A.
And I say, well, we're not going to go to wherever you wanted to go now, because you can't behave like a person. So you did it to yourself. Now you just think about it. Yeah. Say you're sorry, and maybe we'll go later.
God, I really hope that was I hope that was just background sound. Somebody else dropped something. I hope that wasn't him, because that was right at that moment when he's like, you know, come to think of it, I don't know exactly why they broke up. And I'm like, that was my first thought. Kids react toward it's that. What's the word I'm looking for? When you take something in and you push it out on something that didn't cause the pain.
Transference.
Yes.
Oh, yeah.
Look at you. Look at you.
Did he say they were married?
Girlfriend.
Okay. Now he's got to come at the kid as like, look, man to man. Like, this ain't no dad-son situation. Like, you came in my face as a man. So now I'm going to tell you, like, what's up?
Yeah, but it's almost like a man dating now, trying to approach women. You don't know sometimes what that line is anymore. Are they going to be offended by this or that? You got to wonder, too, if he talks crap to that kid, if that kid's going to go and say, he threatened to whoop my ass. Yeah. Then you open it up a whole world of whatever. That's when you hope you live in a house where there's cameras all inside.
Well, you hope we can all reevaluate the situation and sit down with everybody involved and say, look, I've got your kid at my house and he's disrespectful. And if it doesn't...
Give me back my son!
You know.
I've seen that movie, Paige. It did not end well, but it did make for 3 sequels.
And let's try to co-parent together.
Want to play a game? Your son's been taken.
It's
two different movies.
Right.
All right. What do you want to do, Flobo? We still got people on hold that want to talk about, both of these things.
Yeah, you want
to. We've also got the 3 screenshots of text we never read.
Yeah, let's come back to them.
We'll come back to that.
Do a catch up.
All right. We'll catch up on that. The All Advice Show, 1-800-774-0093.
I need some help waking up.
The Rise Guys Morning Show.
That works.
The Rise Guys rule.
Every week on the Moth Podcast, you'll hear true stories that will intrigue you, inspire you, and make you laugh.
He said, is there anything in your diet that might be spiking your blood sugar? I said, sometimes I eat pizza until I'm unconscious. He said, I think that might be it.
For real stories live on stage from comedians, astronauts, accountants, farmers, and people just like you, follow and listen to The Moth wherever you get your podcasts.
Is the Rise Guys Morning Show.
Convince me otherwise, that doesn't say that we're fat ass, because that's what it sounded like. They're fat ass.
It's not like a shot.
They Man, say
it's only true in one of us.
They say it only says.
I know, that's what I'd say. Paige is the one who's blowing up.
Women want fat asses now, though. Like, they celebrate it. Like, I saw a girl wearing a very coarse shirt in Gatlinburg, but it was one that was like, you know what, if my grandsons wasn't here right now. But it said,
look, Teddy.
Proud of my fat ass. And it wasn't like, you know, used in a slur. Like, you call somebody a fat ass. It's not usually meant in a complimentary way. It's like, fat ass.
Fat ass.
Like, I'm proud of me and my fat ass. And when she walked by, I looked and I was like, man, I'd be proud of it too. That's right nice.
Piece of junk.
I've been doing squats, but.
Well, you need to do more of them.
I do squats only when I go to public restrooms.
Oh, I'm going to squat here in a little bit.
Yeah.
So. Might not get back up.
This is my song I was humming earlier.
Yeah, this is
SZA.
Kill Bill.
Creepy.
She's good looking too. They're all good looking. That's the thing. You can't distinguish yourself by look because they're all good looking.
You know, it's true. That's why those weird kind of situations where this part right here is so stupid. It's like she's just rhyming mature with mature with mature with mature.
Like, come on.
It's like, say something about how tall he is, his stature or something.
Talk about your BBL if you got one.
Rhyme it with immature. It's just lazy. But I love this song, though.
Can I shoot you a little quick feedback?
Yeah, because this texts were coming in so fast at 1-800-774-0093 that I screenshot three different ones.
Yeah, well, as far as Liver Guy goes, the majority of people are saying he's a bitch for dodging the guy.
Wow.
And a couple of people said that, you know, the other guy's selfish for even asking him. But, you know, overwhelmingly, like, they're saying you should tell him something.
That's kind of generally what we said.
Yeah. You're not a bad person for questioning, you know, that's part of your body. That is invasive, big, flipping deal.
Yeah.
You're talking about part of the liver.
Now, if the government came in and said, hey, you have to, then it's...
Plus, how big is the liver? I grew up with a buddy of mine's dad died from cirrhosis, so his liver was poking out, and it was not good toward the end. That is very painful to go through.
Yeah,
but his was like, they were saying, like, big, like a small football.
Yeah, see, that's a solid question, because, like, I know how big a chicken's liver is.
Just little ones.
Some of them can be up to 6 inches in length.
Chicken livers?
No, people livers.
Oh, people livers. I've never had those.
God, so if his was the size of a small football, obviously he was an alcoholic, but still.
So what's
how much is 6 inches?
An awful question to ask, but is that the expansion of still alcohol inside his liver?
Like, yeah, I don't know exactly, but he was puking blood every day.
Because it takes a good portion of your upper, it's right above your upper intestine.
It was a painful day.
Feels like it.
He was drinking a gallon of Seagram's a day for years.
Jesus.
Seagram's in his Coke. You mix them together.
This is going to be one of these days when I'm going to dry heave. I can tell. I'm already just seeing things, and Paige keeps talking about Conor McGregor's penis and all this stuff.
She will not stop until she sees, like,
she's got it as her wallpaper on her thing.
Yeah, I just want to wax it so bad.
I thought she was playing the trumpet over there. Like, what are you doing with those hands? She was trying to, like, visualize it.
No.
Nicole Anderson said, it's okay to not respond right away. You're overwhelmed. He's fighting for his life, yes, but you have your own life to protect also. See, I
don't agree with that.
Okay, why?
Because he's fighting for his life. You need to give somebody an answer. You can't keep people on the back burner. Just tell them how you feel. It's
but
not
it
that
is
hard.
Okay to not respond right away, because that was one of my biggest faults, and
What if he dies tomorrow and you've never responded? Wouldn't you feel bad?
That's exactly what I said to him. I said, if something happens, you will regret never responding.
Yeah.
But you got to pick your words wisely, especially when responding digitally, because you can say it, just don't spray it. You can say something, unless you have, like, an awesome podcast like we do or a radio show. Like,
hell yeah.
Those words are gone forever.
If he waits too long, the answer is, that's his answer. The friendship is done.
He's got to respond to him, but he's got to be authentic.
It depends on how good of a friend he is. I would say, look, how much of my liver do you need? And then who is, like, how good of a friend is he? Those are really the two big questions you have to ask. Because if Paige is saying it's only 6 inches, let's say they would take maybe a sixth of it, that's still a
That'd
lot.
That'd be 1 inch.
Oh, could you get away with losing 1 inch of a liver?
Sure.
I don't know.
Well, we got his donation right here.
If it regenerates itself.
Can he use a woman liver?
That's a good question, too.
Imagine if the cells match and skin tissue matches.
Do hormones go through a liver?
I don't think it matters. I don't know. Maybe it does.
I got a pig. We'll try his liver.
What if he gets a chick liver and he starts growing teeth?
We're going to be harvesting him in the fall.
I don't think it would from your liver, that boy.
Can you wait? I should say. All right.
It's different tissue.
Wowee, man. Oh, I got to read one more. Lil Red from Greer says, I wouldn't even get tested either. The pressure's unreal once you know that you are a match. He should know what he's putting you through, not only personally, but emotionally. I don't know what personally and emotionally means, but nevertheless. That's a big move. You know what? Just like jury duty, I hope to God I don't ever get a call or anything like that.
Well, they give you $15 a day.
Wow, I'd get a raise?
It almost covers lunch, don't it?
The Odyssey app and your phone. Get the Rise Guys daily podcast. Stream the Rise Guys every morning.
Yeah, man, I love that stuff.
Everywhere. The Odyssey app rocks.
This is the Rise Guys morning show.
The Rise Guys.
As the U.S. men's national team takes center stage at a home World Cup, make sure you're listening to Call It What You Want, part of the CBS Sports Podcast Network, where you can join me, I'm Jimmy Conrad, alongside Charlie Davies, Tony Miola, Marcelo Balboa, and Benny Feilhaber throughout this tournament for previews, instant reactions, and analysis of every U.S. match. Then all summer, we're back every Tuesday and Thursday, covering all things U.S. men's national team. Download and follow Call It What You Want on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.